The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion through their annual giving programme. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
So there we are. That's David Grant and Jackie Graham. You're listening to Vectis Radio. We are live from St George's School this morning. Last time we came here, it was really cold. Today, it's almost like the warmest day of the year so far, and the sun is almost poking through. Now, a young lady that has been looking forward to coming back to her old school is Leisha, who started out as a 4P student, used to go to St George's School, and now she left 2 years ago, and now you're back, Leisha. How does it feel to be back?
It honestly feels so amazing to be back. It's like when I was walking it Jenny felt I was just going to class like normal.
So those 2 years have whizzed by. You've gone to college and you've done all sorts since then. And I know you now do the radio show with Maggie and Calvin on a Tuesday. So life is completely different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying life at the moment? That's the most important thing.
Yeah, I could say that my life is just basically amazing and complete. I'm really happy now.
Oh, do you know what? I thought you were going to do that. It's lovely to hear, by the way. I just thought you were going to do the life is like a box of chocolates for a minute. Now, what's lovely is because we wanted you to come back, and because we thought you were the ideal person to come back and be co-host at this broadcast today, you're out there meeting some of your old friends from school. So I know you've got it. I think you've got Abdul, first of all. You're going to chat to Abdul. So just push Abdul forward, and over to you, Leisha.
So,
thank you very much. Hello, my name is Abdul Mateen, and I'm a sixth form student at St George's, and I am here to introduce myself. So today I'm here at the Vectis Radio to speak about what my favourite hobbies are. My favourite hobbies are going to the mosque, seeing friends, and going shopping, and going out with my carer. Sometimes go out with my dad, sometimes we do everything. So this is what my hobbies are. I'm also interested in I'm interested in going to Pathways at the Isle of Wight College. I do that every Monday and Wednesday, transitioning till my last day at St George's. And in September, we'll start the Isle of Wight College Pathways. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Abdul, thank you. Who have we got next, Leisha? We're going to bring in another student here from St George's School. So over to you, Leisha.
Hello.
Hello.
my name is Mia.
Hello, Mia. You all right?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad. What are your hobbies then?
I like seeing my cats.
Oh, how many cats have you got?
One.
Just the one. What's your cat's name?
Merlin.
Merlin. I'm pretty sure that Leisha's got a question about cats because she loves cats as well.
What's the funniest thing that your cat does?
When my cat tried to open the door.
He tried to open the door, did he?
Yeah.
All right, who's next then? Who's next? So we're live from St George's School. We're talking to a lot of sixth form students here, and I think the next guy is it Alex? It's Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
What's your hobbies?
Sport.
You like sport? What sort of sport?
Golf.
You play golf?
Yeah.
Do you? What's your handicap? What's your handicap when you play golf? Because you've got a number, haven't you? Mine would be like very, very high, about probably the highest it can be, 24 or something. How often do you play golf?
About a lot.
And where do you play? Where do you play golf? Bearing in mind, there's a golf...
Golf centre near Tesco, is
it? Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah. That's been going for quite a number of years. I did an outside broadcast from there 1 year. It would have been about 1999. What sort of things do you want to do when you leave school?
Engineering.
Engineering, that sounds interesting. Fascinating. All right, so when you go back into class in a minute, what lessons have you got? He's having a little think. I think he's going to go over the wall, you know. No lessons, I'm going home. All right, so who's next then? Who else have you got, Leisha?
We've
We've got Ruth.
That's it. You keep hold of that microphone. Don't let them take them off you. Hey, so we've got Ruth. Over to you, Leisha.
So, what are your hobbies?
Sports.
What's your favourite sport?
Football.
What team do you support?
Luton.
Luton? I was surprised at that. Luton, not Arsenal. Do you play football, is it Ruth? Ruth, do you play football?
Yeah.
Do you play for a ladies team? What position do you play?
Striker.
As a striker, you're the one that gets all the goals then?
Yeah.
So what do you want to do when you leave school? Prime Minister? Pop band? Singer?
Working with animals.
Working with animals. What's your favourite animal?
Rabbit.
Rabbits. Have you got any pets yourself?
No.
No pets?
I used to.
Oh, if you could have a pet now, what would it be?
I don't know.
You don't know? All right, what about a cat? Or a dog? Or an elephant? What about an elephant? That'd be really good, wouldn't it? A pet elephant. That'll be the only one on the island. is there anyone else that we're going to chat to? There's one more. Okay, who else have we got there? There's another young lady coming forward, I believe. So who have we got now then, Leisha?
We got Lily.
Lily. Go on, ask her some questions, Leisha.
So what is your favourite hobbies?
My favourite hobbies is swimming, dancing and singing. And I am in a dance club at these days, normally. And I had my competition last Saturday, and I won first place.
Whee! First place! Well done, you. Go on, another question, Leisha.
What's the best about school?
The best of the school is actually options, because the performing arts is the best thing I normally done. And, yeah, it's kind of the best thing to do, actually.
Options. Yeah. So, what's that? Did you do options at school, Leisha?
Yeah, I did animal care.
Animal care. So what are you doing?
I'm doing is animal care, arts and performing arts.
And performing arts. Is that like dancing?
Yeah.
Who takes you for dancing?
My mum does, because yeah. I normally have my dance club on a Tuesday.
Oh, right. Okay. What about Marion? Because she dances, doesn't she? Old Mrs. Watsit. Mrs. Watsit there. Marion, you teach dance, don't you?
Yeah, I certainly haven't.
Yeah, you've got to go into that microphone there.
Uh-huh.
Come on, all the
yes,
kids are
I
doing it.
I've taught lots of dancing in the past, haven't I, Leisha?
Yeah.
To the students over the years, and I absolutely love it.
Good. And do you teach this young lady here?
We might have worked together, mightn't we, last year? Yeah.
We did.
I think we did.
Yeah.
Memory's
yeah.
not as good as it used to be, is it, Marion?
Sorry, they're all so keen and enthusiastic and lovely dancers. And I'm not just saying it.
Hey, look, it's just gone 10:30. That's our final one for now. We're going to come back and we're going to interview more youngsters from St. George's School. And we're going to find out a little bit more about the school, because it's growing, isn't it? When I came up here in the 1980s, it was tiny. And now it's huge. It's like taking over Carisbrook.